You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 903 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, yeah, we started the show with Coach Cully. As a matter of fact, Aaron, who's our head coach? Who is the head coach of the Houston Texans right now? That's a question I think needs to be answered. And that was the question to Coach Cully.
As far as I know, I'm the head coach of the Texans right now and moving forward with that.
Okay.
As far as he knows.
As far as he knows. He's going, asked, are you going to meet with Cal? I'm not meeting them. They'll meet with me, maybe.
Yeah, as far as he knows.
As far as he knows, he's the head coach. I truly believe he's going to be back. I think this is a perfect scenario for Caserio in a rebuild. He doesn't have a head coach that's a pain in the ass. He doesn't have a head coach that butts head with him. He doesn't have a head coach that actually has any power whatsoever. That's what he wants, right? So I'm pretty sure that Coach Cully is going to be back. This is a best case scenario for Nick Caserio. I don't have anybody like Bill Belichick who's going to tell me everything, or even Brian Flores. Brian Flores to the Texans. Yes, that's a real head coach. That's all. That's not what Nick Caserio wants. He doesn't want a real head coach. You see who he hired? He hired a coach that nobody thought would ever be a head coach. There was zero radar on David Cully to be a head coach in the NFL. No. Zero.
It was listen, it's great for David Cully financially. It's not great for him from a rep standpoint because he's a football lifer who's done his reputation now as a guy who's a powerless puppet. And I don't think that's great for him personally, but I will say this. The interesting conversation that has been sparked and that we talked about earlier, but I think is worth resetting is, if Brian Flores, who won seven games, and by all accounts, a pretty good football coach, he got those guys to buy in. When they looked like they were tanked for Tua team,
yeah,
he got them to buy in.
And one.
They 2 years ago, they weren't quitting before they were the worst team in football easily. And then they really started to hang in and play fairly well.
But they picked fifth, and that's when they got Tua fifth.
Has Flores only been there 2 years?
I think
it's, or was he there for the tank
three,
for
no,
two
three
a year?
Years he was there.
Yeah, so he was there and made, and they actually were. Yeah, they were competitive by the end of the year. Like, wow, I thought they were tanking for Tua. They're not tanking for Tua. Then last year they were salty, and this year he wins seven in a row after getting off to a terrible start. The quarterback's playing well. Here's what happened: there's a falling out because he doesn't believe in Tua. The general manager believes in Tua. The owner believes in Tua. I guess Chris Greer and Brian Flores couldn't get along. Somebody's going to want Brian Flores. Now, the Texans have a head coach who is a puppet. I mean, we know that Nick Caserio wants no pushback, the nicest guy he can find, and somebody who is malleable that he can maneuver in the way that he wants to as a guy who's an overlord of the organization. That's what he learned from his head coach / general manager, Bill Belichick. Brian Flores has experience with the Patriot way. He was there when Nick Caserio was there. If Brian Flores, I don't think it's crazy that Brian Flores could come to Houston. I don't think it's the greatest spot. I mean, I think the Bears could be a better spot. I think pretty much every spot is a better spot right now on paper. But moving forward, it might end up being a pretty good spot. But let's go through the hypotheticals. The Texans get rid of David Cully. They bring in Brian Flores. Immediate upgrade as a head coach. He's been with Nick Caserio. He understands. Who did Brian Flores really want, and who is his agent? It's the same as whose?
As Deshaun's.
It's the same as Deshaun Watson's. So now the guy who wanted Deshaun in Miami and got overruled, the guy who has the same agent as Deshaun, is there any chance that Deshaun Watson, it would take two. Number one, Deshaun Watson would have to say, I want to stay with the Houston Texans now. I'm back in. I bought in. Number two, the Houston Texans would have to say, we forgive you sitting out the entire year and making us give you money for you to pay off all of your lawsuits and not playing a single snap for us and really doing nothing but taking our money and doing nothing. We forgive all of that money grabbing that you did and non-playing and all the lawsuits and the embarrassing public stuff, and we bring you back. And when I position it like that, it doesn't sound great. But one thing I know about sports, well, you can say whatever you want. In 1 week, it's irrelevant. There's never been a time where people cared more about dumb stuff and less about major stuff in society right now. If it's a little dumb thing or a mistake, hornet's nest on top of you. If it's a major transgression, as long as you can play, all is forgiven.
That's true. No,
it is the weirdest time I've ever seen.
I do not see any scenario where Deshaun Watson plays for, even with Brian Flores, that he plays for the Houston Texans ever again.
Okay, do you think?
Not with the spirituality that's in the organization. They don't want Deshaun Watson as the face.
What if Deshaun prays on it?
Well, I think that there's
if Deshaun calls
that boat sailed.
If Deshaun calls Jack and he says, "Listen, Jack, I've made some mistakes." Of course, Deshaun could go wherever. I mean, it's really just a matter of I'm lifting my no trade clause and I want to go here. I'm with you. I think there is a very small chance. I think it's worth the discussion though because of the connection with Brian Flores, and because right now Deshaun has no other options. Right now, he's got lawsuits, but he's got no other options. And probably, he missed a whole season, and there is a chance he could get suspended for another 6 games or more.
You know right now, behind the scenes, that Mulugeta and Brian Flores is probably talking to Deshaun, probably explained, "Hey, dude, I'm out of there, in large part because I wanted you so bad, blah, 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 blah. You ain't going to the Dolphins." If I'm Denver, I go, you know what? This Brian Flores guy is a nice get. And, oh, by the way, I think if we get him, we get Deshaun. If we get Brian Flores, whoever hires Brian Flores, one of Mulugeta's selling points is going to be you get Deshaun as well.
If you're the Texans, you probably take Drew Lock as part of a deal, although they probably want to hang on to Drew Lock as a backup. But you could take a Drew Lock.
I'll tell you this. Drew Lock looked pretty good in the last week of the season.
Yeah, you could take Drew Lock. He's being year 3. You've got a couple more, you know, now you got 2 different quarterbacks with some talent that, you know, may not be the answers, but you got a couple guys. Yeah. He's on his rookie deal still. Drew Lock is hardly, you got to keep on coming with the draft picks.
If you think that Davis Mills is the guy, is Drew Lock somebody you want here?
Well, what it gives you a chance is also to turn him in another deal.
Yeah, possibly.
Let's say Davis Mills isn't the guy, and Drew plays well. You got a chance to flip him.
What's
he's a commodity.
What's the market for Drew Lock?
I don't know, but if you get him as part of a deal and you still get draft picks and you flip him for a third, it's still worth it.
Yeah. It depends on, okay, so you're going to give us Drew Lock and you're going to give us 2 firsts and a second or 2 seconds.
Yeah, no,
two
I
firsts
mean,
and 2 seconds.
We're not, listen, we'll take that quarterback and that salary off your hands, you know, the rookie first round salary. But that's basically like we're getting a, you know, it's like us getting a third rounder from you. At best, that's all we're going to look at, that or a fourth rounder. You still got to come up with those ones and twos.
Oh yeah,
you're still coming up with the ones and twos, and that's all it is. You're like a DJ. I want you on the ones and the twos all day long.
I really do believe that Brian Flores and Deshaun Watson are going to hook up. It ain't gonna be here. But that's a good. I think if I'm Nick Cassera, I'm watching that closely, see where he lands. And now I got a chance to make a deal with somebody. And, oh, by the way, I guess before March 16th, which is the start of the new year. When we come back, who's the best coach? Who's the best coach in this city? Who is the best coach in this city? And I don't think it's even arguable. Taking one here, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, if you've got thoughts about that or what we were just talking about, you're more than welcome.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Big ups to the Cougs. They finished 17th in the country this year. The AP came out. Surprisingly, it was Georgia number 1 and Alabama number 2. Michigan, Cincinnati. Baylor finished fifth. Big ups. Ohio State, Oklahoma State. Notre Dame was eighth. Michigan State and Oklahoma round out the top 10. The Cougs finished 17th behind Louisiana Lafayette, who was 16th. I'm not sure that Louisiana Lafayette is better. I'm not, absolutely. But Wake Forest had a great year. They were 15th. Clemson, Pitt, Utah, Ole Miss all finished ahead of Houston. They had really nice seasons. Cougs had a great year. Congratulations. Coming out of nowhere to finish in the top. All the other teams except Michigan. Michigan was the first playoff team ever that wasn't ranked in the preseason. So they came out of nowhere. And the Cougs came out of nowhere to after their last two seasons for them to finish where they did. Big ups to Dana. But I don't know. Do you have a thought? The best coach in...
You're at the right school.
Wrong sport.
Everyone on Twitch knows who you're talking about.
It's Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, dude's great.
He... Losing Tremont Mark and Marcus Sasser.
I wish he was. I'm sorry, Cougs. I wish he was a Rockets head coach.
No, you can't.
You want to talk about accountability and defense and everything. Which program makes more money for Tillman? This is an easy call. If it's Tillman, the team that makes the money is the Rockets. Now, it's not. I know Tillman owns the Cougars and the Rockets, but it's not like. You know, Saltgrass versus Vic and Anthony's or whatever.
Are you sure that Kelvin Sampson, now he's been at the pro level, obviously.
I'm not sure he wants to deal with that nonsense.
I'm not sure he does either. And I don't know that those he's guys respond the same way these
guys
do.
Yeah, he's too grown. It would be probably be a massive pain in the ass, honestly. But from a basketball standpoint, I would love to see what Kelvin Sampson brings to the table. I would love to see with Jalen Green and Jayshon and the Rockets. I just think he'd be such a great fit for what they need in terms of building a culture of dogs. I think he would be fantastic. He did it at U of H. But you're right.
He's unbelievable.
When guys are getting paid what they get paid in the NBA, he's not getting a bunch of like five-star AAU diva types.
But Fabian White is nice. Kyler Edwards is nice.
Yeah.
They're nice players, but Mike, how are you 11th in the country? Still, I don't know. Are they the favorites or is Memphis the favorite? I don't know which one is the favorite in the American. But how are you at 11th in the country? No, they got to be the favorite. I mean, Memphis isn't even ranked. How are you doing this when you lose Sasser and Mark? It's amazing.
It is amazing.
And they play so hard.
Because his game.
They still crash the boards. They still, I mean, it's.
Ding.
The effort is unbelievable.
Ding. Everything you're saying is right. That's how they do it because it's not about a player.
Yeah.
And it's not about two players. It's about a style. It's about next man up. And when you play, it's easier to do in college and pros. In pros, you got to have the dudes. But in college, it can be, at least for a certain amount of time, it doesn't have to be about the players. If your style is defense, crashing the boards, that's not one player.
No.
That's how your dogs respond that way.
No, but you still got to be able to put the ball in the hole.
But he's got dogs on dogs on dogs.
What he's got now, though, is everybody scoring 10, 11.
Well, now it's got to be about.
As opposed to one guy, 25.
What it's got to be now is it's about how do we find our points, and we're not going to find as many, so let's limit them. We got to step it up defensively.
Yeah.
Kelvin's a great coach. Great coach. I wish he was the Rockets. Head coach. Sorry, Steven Silas. That's just it's not against you. It's just for Kelvin Sampson. And that's just the truth.
So next up, they're at Tulsa. And then they've got a couple of home games here, the 18th and the 22nd against USF and ECU. I hope fans really respond to this basketball. It's a Final Four team last year. Come on, get on out there and watch the 11th ranked team in the country play. This is to me. This basketball team is what sports is all about. They're all about team. It's not about stars. It's not about how much NIL money I get. It's about me playing as hard as I possibly can. This is having the success that they do virtually without any with no names. I mean, Fabian White's been around for a while.
Kelvin has been building and building and building, and what he has been able to sustain has been fantastic. Amazing. For a city that I was here as I was much younger, obviously, but grew up loving Phi Slamma Jamma and what the Houston Cougars were. It was an incredible time to for college basketball. It was the golden era of college basketball. Mm-hmm. Number one, because all the players, all the best players played for minimum 3 and many times 4 years. So you got to have like every, oh my God, do you remember just Big Monday and the Big Ten games that were being played? I mean, the Big East games that were being played and University of Houston, Ronnie Cykley and that, and,
oh God,
and
so fun,
Derek
so fun.
Or DC. Well, that was further down, but I can't remember who else was on the team with Ronnie Cykley versus Dream and all the great players, Patrick Ewing. It was just an unbelievable time of college basketball, but he's brought a lot of that back to Houston, and it's really cool. We're hoping they win a national championship, had a Final Four appearance. Final Four went down in college football. We talked a little bit about Stetson Bennett. And Stetson Bennett, one of the enduring moments, what's an enduring moment that will last for you from this national championship game?
Watching him cry.
Yeah, watching him cry. Crying on the sideline. He couldn't control himself. He was overcome with emotion, and he said it started after the pick six because he realized. Holly Rowe, one of the things that I think is funny about TV is that they always want to try to catch these special iconic moments through interviews. And you remember the show me the Rod Tidwell with Roy Firestone. So Roy Firestone used to be famous. He had an ESPN show back in the day where he would do interviews and he would make people like tear up. Like he could get to him. He would find the little stories eventually and get to him. And sometimes we see it on Bryant Gumbel on Real Sports. They can pull it off too. Well, Rod Tidwell, Cuba Gooding Jr., that's the interview where he's like, I'm not going to cry. Everyone wants to be, your wife's in TV, they all want to get that moment they get the special emotional thing. Holly Rowe knew she had it. She's like, I got him. He was crying on the sideline. He's wanted to be a dog forever. This is going to be the greatest moment of his life. Here's her interview. Watch how many times she tries to make him cry, and he just won't break.
Stetson, when you were 3 years old, you told your dad you'd be the starting quarterback at Georgia. How does your resilience and your fight keep you in this moment ready to win right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just knew there was going to be no way we were going to let a turnover like that stop us from winning the national championship. There's no way. I wasn't going to let that happen. I wasn't going to be the reason we lost tonight.
After that turnover, you went 3 for 3 on the next drive. How did you get your mind turned quickly to that?
I had to.
It's a standard one.
Otherwise, we were going to lose.
Now here, go back up to the cry question.
They capitalized on that, and I was like, I gotta fix this.
So many times they tried to recruit over you. You thought about leaving, but you stuck around. Yep. Why?
Because I love this place. I love this team. I believe in myself. I think I'm the best quarterback.
Hasn't broken yet.
Come on, I'm
not crying. I know.
I just love everything about this place. I want to win a national championship.
Here's the next try.
What does your story and your stick around, your fight, your attitude say to all of the underdogs, all of the walk-ons out there?
I mean, I have no clue. I hope it's, give somebody a little hope. Just keep fighting. Keep your mouth shut. Work hard. Life's tough. You just got to fight through it.
What was the toughest moment that you went through that you stuck through?
Oh, my God.
Everything. She's throwing all the haymakers at her.
All the ups and downs, man. But these guys.
Every haymaker she can find.
I don't even know what to say right now. Freaking. I have no idea.
You were crying on the sideline, so emotional.
Yeah.
How did that all bubble up within you?
It just hit me. I mean, it just hit me. I didn't even watch Keeley score. I thought he went down right when he caught it. Because as soon as he caught it, I just teared up. I just wasn't planning on it. I mean, good Lord. Wow.
Your national champion, Stetson. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
She couldn't do it. You know what? I'm surprised she can go. Your dog, Chocolate Lab Coco, hit by a car when you were just 7 years old. What do you think about Coco, and is there something
How proud would Coco be of you today?
When you think back to Coco and his lifeless body in your arms, what does this moment mean to you and for that memory of your dying dog's last breath as you held him in your arms and your papa, who was soon to have a stroke soon thereafter, sat and watched you right before the stroke? What do you think of?
Considering you threw the ball in the street when Coco got hit by the car.
I don't know. Right now, it's just, I can't even think about Coco. You're on a fishing trip with your meemaw, and she fell over the water and was hospitalized for 2 weeks. What do you think meemaw's thinking right now? She looks down from the heavens on this wind. Well, don't answer that. What's it going to be like when your parents pass? Have you thought about that? Like, Holly, you keep going, Holly. You know some directors in there. Keep it going. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Keep it up. He's going to break. Fire, fire. Keep throwing punches. Your girlfriend, what's the hardest breakup you've ever been through?
When she was in that wheelchair, do you... Oh, my God. Holly.
My dog, Skip. Dog is hit by a frying pan. Looks like he's going to die. Your thoughts on that? Holly's going for everything she can.
Oh, my God.
How good is that?
That was awesome. And he was able to... He just took every haymaker and stood there. Stood there
like, I'm not crying for you. I already did it.
He's got a chin on him. I'll tell you that. He can take every haymaker from Holly. Yeah. There's no question.
I mean, Holly hit him with everything. Yeah, everything. How good was that? She hit him with everything she had trying to find the tears. And to all those underdogs, what do you say to every underdog who thought you couldn't do it?
I don't know, man. Just shut up and work hard. Yeah. I don't know, Holly.
Keep your mouth shut. Yeah, work hard. No. Yeah, but does it make you feel a certain way in your heart?
No. You know, we won. That's all.
Why did you cry? Harken back to your tears on the sideline and take us through that. Try to relive it here.
I don't know.
She should have said, is there any chance you could cry right now? I will give you a gift card for Applebee's, $200 if you cry.
How about this
Applebee's
mace?
Is major in Georgia.
How about this mace I spray you with? Do you think this will make you cry now?
What do you think was... What do you think was happening when your dog died? I can't...
Oh.
Holly, stop macing people. Pulled up my extension.
Holly Rowe. She tried her best. She gave it her best shot.
No, I mean, it was, you know.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. We're working on getting Ian Fitzsimmons, who was on the sideline. We'll see if we can't get him on the other side right here. He was on the sidelines for the big game.
For the record, I said it would be a no today, that he would not answer because he was up sleeping. late. Yeah, right. Even later than you, potentially.
I doubt that. Did he fold?
I didn't say you were doing the same thing.
Did he fold pocket jacks after the flop? I don't know. I don't think so.
Sometimes you have to, though.
Sometimes you gotta. You gotta get rid of those jacks. You know what sucks? Jacks. They're awful. Do not play jacks, okay? Because you will get crushed. 928.
Jacks
ESPN.
Are terrible. Unless you flop a set.
Unless, yeah.
But if an ace,
queen, or king comes up, beat it. Get out.
But if that jack comes up, then you got a set versus a potential
jab.
Straight.
Then you got a jab.
Set
right
versus
there.
Straight's no good
no
either.
Good. No. You got to be
good. But if you're jabbing. Jab. You know, that's how you bet high, you jab. Reminds me of sight jab. Sight jab is, the word jab comes from Hector's love for boxing. Hector is the one who started sight jab. He's been in business for over 2 decades here in Houston. They have turned so many businesses around simply by making people more aware of the product. And if you don't have a website, your website is your brand. Well, did you know that sight jab can help you with your branding, your logo, your obviously web design, e-commerce integration, video integration? They can help you with the most simple layouts and basic layouts for your website. They do it all. SiteJab is here with a huge variety of products, a huge suite of products to help your business be at its very best. If you're not doing it, somebody else is, and they're the ones who are benefiting. So make sure that you are with SiteJab. Go to SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com, and upgrade your website and your business with the very best here in the city of Houston, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They got the Holly Rowe interview on right now on ESPN. Ian Fitzsimmons, which we were trying to get a hold of him, he was on the field as a guy who was the voice of the XFL champion Roughnecks. I know what it is to be, in the middle of a big game, a huge game.
You guys
game.
Didn't even have a championship game.
We're the champs, the XFL champs. Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Hey, is
you,
it,
you can stop hating with your little league over there where you're on something.
Are we not? Oh, you're going to. Are you Mr. XFL? You sure you want to ride on that train still?
I'm actually trying to be Mr. USFL now.
Exactly. How would the XFL not be here? That is the dumbest thing in the world.
I know. It was awesome.
I just honestly, I don't know what they're thinking.
Is it maybe because the gamblers are back?
No, XFL's been back before the gamblers were.
Well, no, the gamblers are starting up this year.
I know, but the XFL could have made that decision and said, look,
yeah,
we're back to 2023. We're locking down TDECU Stadium. We're locking down the stadium. We're locking down this. Yeah. We're locking down that. I don't understand why they would let – I would have put a lot of money on Houston having an XFL team.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
None.
Now, I mean – because now what you worry about if you're in Houston is the USFL positioned as well as the XFL? Because you're assuming XFL has some pretty good money behind them. You got to hope one of them is going to partner with the NFL as a developmental league.
It's more than likely USFL.
Somebody needs to. XFL hasn't looked to do that in the past. Isn't Oliver Luck XFL now? No, he's out.
No.
Where's Oliver Luck now?
I don't think he's with. He's not with either of them.
No. He's doing something, I remember.
He's doing something with us here. He's doing something with David Gow.
Oh, yeah, that's back.
Yeah. But I think the USFL is going to be a developmental league because you don't have to be – they're taking guys who are out of college before their 3 years. If you want – I think the USFL is doing what you thought about, what you've been thinking about. If you don't want to go to college – go play in a developmental league, and I think that's what the USFL is going to be. You can't go right out of high school into the USFL.
No.
2 years.
Oh,
they're taking guys that were in 2020 that were graduated 2020. So the
XFL won't take them. So the USFL won't take
them
for 2 years.
2 years.
The NFL won't take them. You have to be 3 years removed from high school.
I don't know what the XFL rule is going to be. I don't know that.
USFL.
Yeah, I know the USFL is doing 2 years.
No, that's what I mean. USFL is 2 years removed from high school. The NFL is 3 years.
Yeah, right.
And so then what they're helping to do is potentially catch, well, what they could do, and this would be a real monkey wrench, is catch the gap year where you say, oh, you don't want to get hurt in college football before your pay year. Where injuries are injuries. They're going to find you when they're going to find you. But maybe you say, look, we're only going to have an 8-game season.
Yeah.
A 10-game season. So...
still
we're not
going to
have the same amount of practices.
So what? It's interesting. It's interesting. How would you evaluate guys playing in the USFL versus college football?
Man, it's hard. I mean, you're now. It's like what becomes more like evaluating guys from high school to college because you're going to have such a substantial issue with apples and oranges between the two talents. So yeah, it'd be a lot harder for me. I mean, if they went from college to XFL, it'd be a lot harder. It's probably the same issue that people had looking at Jalen Green. You just have to evaluate the traits. But yeah, it's a lot harder if you have to now look at, you know, you're playing against an XFL team or a USFL team or XFL, either one. You're looking at the talent at where you may have washouts on the NFL. You know, you basically had priority free agents who didn't make it, who are now in that league, and you're taking on guys who have first and second round potential, maybe? I don't know. It'd be hard. I don't know. With the money that's being thrown around in college, it wouldn't make sense, I don't think, to leave college to go play in a USFL or an XFL. I think that option is right out of high school, where you don't have to go to college. You don't have to go to classes. If you're not inclined to do well in college, if you have no interest in doing it, and it's, you know, that would make more sense for that. But I understand that the USFL wants physically. It is tougher if you're going to have 25-year-old grown men playing against 18-year-old developing players physically. That's tough.
Yeah. And you don't know. Are those guys that are playing in the USFL nearly as good as college? I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, the USFL released earlier in the month, I think on the 5th, that apparently the way it sounds to me when I read the statements is that they're going to take guys who are 2 years into college who want to leave and want to make more than just their NIL money,
yeah,
let them play developmentally, but also they're going to pay for them to finish their degree online. through some schools that they arranged a partnership with. So they can play for more money than they're getting in NIL and finish their degree, and if it leads to the NFL, cool.
Here's the thing. Based on what I've heard about A&M and Texas,
based
NIL
what I've
stuff,
seen about NIL,
they ain't gonna beat it.
They ain't gonna make more money in the USFL.
No, the NFL, the NIL has turned into just free. It's just free cheating.
But if you're the best player at BYU, are you making that kind of money?
If you're at BYU, you're probably not going to.
No,
you probably picked the best.
No, if school. You're the best player at most anywhere,
Utah?
You're gonna make. Yeah, you're gonna make money.
Yeah, but you might make. There's
everybody's
a lot of guys
putting together their war.
Hey, there's
chest.
A lot of guys at positions who don't make that much money. So. For the big Power Five, but if you're a guy at Wake Forest, although that's a good school, but let's just say Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has a cornerback who thinks he's maybe better than he is, or maybe he gets in trouble, you know, and gets suspended. And I think now you will have guys who go play, and it may be more the stragglers, the guys who are suspended, kicked out of school, whatever. They'll go play a year in the USFL. For example, before they can get to the NFL, they'll go do that and go play what in will essentially be semi-pro ball before a paycheck. I think that's more than likely what they will be getting. Transfer portal guys who can't find homes, that USFL will pick at them, say, "Huh, sorry you made a bad decision, but we're here to give you some tryouts and see if we can find some guys with some talent." But unfortunately, transfer portal guys who can't find homes probably aren't great. I'm not that talented, so I'm not sure the USFL teams are going to want them. But if you got to fill out a roster, I mean, what makes it tough is there's two developmental leagues or semi-pro leagues and XFL, USFL. So you're splitting up you're watering down talent a little bit. And there's talk about the NFL expanding their roster and having more practice squad guys and more people on the roster, which would also hurt too. So
this is going to be a 38-man roster. I don't know. That's not
Ooh,
a lot
tight.
Of guys
Ooh,
for
tight.
USF. It's going to be really tight. They need help finding guys, so get on it. All right?
Let me know. Holla at your boy. Off the books.
A little something.
Off the books.
Is USFL a cash-only
cash
league?
Cash rules everything around.
Cash-only. All right? Lance is going to be the personnel guy. For the
what they like, well, we can just go look at your opinions online from all your old scouting reports. But I've got new opinions on these guys
I'm
now.
Not gonna give
that's
my,
old. That's outdated.
And oh, by the way, I'm not going to give my real opinions on that, okay? Just so you know. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, those aren't my real opinions about how guys can play. So better pay that man his money, all right? When we come back, news of the weird. And there is some weird stuff going on. You know what else is weird? You not having Champion Energy. Champion Energy is the best. It's the biggest. It's the best. It's the wonderful. Well, I don't know if it's the biggest, but it certainly is huge here in the city of Houston. It's locally owned and operated. You can see it. It's right on the Hardy Toll Road right there. And if you're looking for a great place to get your electricity at a lower price, it's just amazing. I mean, my bill is just amazing every single month. I just pay less than you do. And if you're somebody that's paying more, I just don't get it. All electricity is equal. It's made equally. Your electricity is not a Rolls Royce. They're all the same. I don't know why you would pay more for it. So that's just ridiculous. So if you're looking for a great way to save money every single month on something that you have to have, go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't even understand this mining crypto. Do you?
No, I don't. I've never had it explained to me.
It's an actual mining... Well, there's a guy, the Tesla owner, that says he mines up to $800 a month in cryptocurrency with his car. What?
Aaron, can you explain it?
Roughly. I've had a talk with a guy who works in Silicon Valley. So essentially is to create a Bitcoin. To create one Bitcoin takes a lot of computer power of writing code and stuff like that. Now, to do it, in today's age, apparently people will set up an entire office of just computers that are constantly processing code and stuff to manufacture one Bitcoin.
So that's how it works, because they say it uses a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah. and you're paying a lot of electricity bills and networking and all that crap. But you can do it and create more Bitcoin. Now, when you create one, essentially, everybody else who owns some Bitcoin is acknowledging, yes, you put in the time and energy to make that dollar kind of thing. It's basically
You're
going to make a dollar bill by going and chopping down a tree.
I'm done.
Could you lose a Bitcoin kitchen whenever you try to get the M&Ms and you put a quarter in and you turn it and you're just like, hey, nothing came out? What if that happened with Bitcoin? It's worth like $180,000 or $300,000 or whatever Bitcoin's worth. What if you try to get M&Ms and it stole your quarter, you stole your Bitcoin? You're like, hey, it ain't my Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Do you guys not remember last summer there was a guy who had like a couple $1 million worth of Bitcoin on his laptop and couldn't remember his login?
It was the 10th time and it would shut down.
And it would erase everything he had.
Did he ever get it?
I don't know.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the end of that one because that would break my heart.
Speaking of cryptocurrency, a crypto crazy couple named their baby after their favorite digital asset. And I have some of this. They named their baby Cardano.
Hmm. Now, good thing they didn't blame it. Litecoin, because that
I
sucks.
I bought some Cardano and some Bitcoin and some...
Stay out of the Litecoin game.
And
Quant. Stay out of Quant game.
And, that's down 25% since I bought it. All of it. Yeah, I'm getting my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cardano.
Bitcoin,
you suck,
Schmidt
and your coin. Kid sucks with that name, Cardano. Okay. Speaking of names, there's a Chula Vista mayor called a councilman gringo.
Hey, you're not supposed to say the G word.
Did you say Chula? So they had a $16,000 probe, but it concluded that's not discrimination. Gringo apparently is not discriminatory in Chula Vista.
I don't feel like it's discriminatory in...
I kind of feel like...
It's just a name for a white guy. What about Widow? Is that also discriminatory?
You can't say that. Tom Holland has sent his fans into a frenzy. He liked a post about short men having more sex. Do you think short men have more sex than tall men?
Nope. I don't.
You don't?
I do not.
Well, why are you... There was a study, and it says that short men...
Where was the study done? That place, the Shire?
Maybe Chula Vista.
Was the study in the Shire?
Maybe it was in Chula Vista. I don't know.
It looks like we're going to have more sex because look at this. We just had a little... Oh, look at the hair on your feet, little hobbit.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? You know how I got it. What?
Stop dabbing, hobbit. Throw that ring in the fire and get out of here.
Have you ever tried to get Omicron on purpose? I know a lot of people that are, just so they get like 10 days off.
I don't. I've never...
It's happening. Oh, it's happening out there.
Oh, I think it... No, I could totally see it, yeah.
So CNN Health came out with 5 reasons you shouldn't.
Okay.
It's not a bad cold. You could get long COVID. You're spreading the disease to children. You'll stress the healthcare system. And you're messing with Mother Nature. Do you think you're messing with Mother Nature?
Now, 5 is the one that's truly the scariest. Some of them... Anytime you tempt fate... It always feels like, ooh, you did what on purpose? I will guarantee this tornado will never hit me. Did you just say that? I tempted fate. I said, oh, come on, Tom Billingsley. 50 inches of rain for a hurricane? These scare tactics. And I'm like, hey,
that was way shorter.
This hurricane is running a train on us. It wouldn't stop. It literally looked like a train, by the way, hard rain
really did.
For about 10 straight hours.
Indiana State Senator is under fire. Apparently, he said in some kind of council meeting that educators need to be impartial when teaching about Nazism and fascism. Do you think that educators should be impartial when talking about Nazism and fascism?
I think you lay the facts out.
Well,
I think you say, here are the facts. I mean, I guess that's impartial.
Yeah.
But I think we can come to a conclusion. I don't think most people come to the conclusion that Nazism and fascism's good. I think defining it may be a little tricky these days with everyone just shouting it whenever they want. But I feel like you can just say... I learned it when I was in school, and I felt like, yeah,
I
this
felt
is,
like it's a bad
this,
thing.
Yeah, this is. I think we're pretty sure this is not good.
No, he had to apologize. Apparently, there's a study out. Black Americans prefer to be robbed or burglarized rather than have unprovoked contact with police officers.
Wow.
That's
a bad
that
study.
That seems like, man.
That's a telling study, if accurate.
You got that is. Apparently, a Raleigh doctor is under fire. She's been charged with fraud after billing Medicare $46 million for sinus care. Do you think that's a little expensive for sinus care?
Very expensive.
$46 million. I think that might be a little bit more. I think you got a little greedy there.
Yeah.
Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi has been jailed 4 years.
Say it again.
Aung San Suu Kyi. She has been jailed for 4 years. Why?
Laughing?
Walkie-talkie possession.
Well, yeah. I can't believe I didn't come up with that.
Yeah.
No, walkie-talkies are a thing still.
Oh, do not carry a walkie-talkie.
Where is she from
in
again?
In Myanmar. No one knows where that
okay.
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a country that I don't want to live in. If you're going to go to jail for 4 years for having a walkie-talkie. Apparently, OVO Energy, who was having some problems, they were the largest energy suppliers. They advised customers that they could cuddle pets and eat porridge to stay warm. Because, well, I'm sorry, we don't have much electricity for you. Oh, but you, listen, here's what you can do. Cuddle with your pet.
What?
Do you think you should cuddle with your pet if you're cold?
I mean... What did you do whenever our electricity was out last February?
I cuddled with my wife.
Yeah, but right. You don't have a dog.
No, I
you
don't.
You got a warm dog, yeah. You do cuddle yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know about porridge.
Is
porridge a thing?
I don't know if eating porridge is...
If you have it, isn't it just in orphanages?
That'll keep you warm, but how do you warm it up?
You can only have porridge in an orphanage, right?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Could you pass me the dog and the porridge? I'm freezing cold here, and we don't have power. You want this porridge, you little ragamuffin? Yes, Mr. Energy Provider.
How much you think Mattress Mac ended up losing yesterday?
None. Probably $1-2 million.
He actually bet $6 million on Alabama.
Oh.
$6 million.
Did he at least get $6 million in mattress sales?
I would think so. That's what he does. He hedges.
I hadn't heard he was doing that though.
Yeah, he did the Alabama game. He said if you
had to have.
Yeah.
You got a natural hedge in your building. Why would you not do it?
Right. No. I think he was a hedge because I heard an ad that he said if
money,
Alabama wins at all, you get your
he had money
your,
line, so why not play like $4 million Alabama, take the money line, you know, you're getting plus on the money line and then do that against sales. Oh, once again. I'm never going to care that much about Mattress Mac's money.
No.
He didn't care about mine, and I know his is going to be straight for
a
long time.
His money is fine. Apparently, a New York...
long money.
Apparently, a New York man is facing prison in his fight to keep his 100-pound emotional support pig. Do you think that you would like a 100-pound potbelly pig as a support pet?
Sure. It also becomes
it's emotional support. Do you need an emotional support?
Let's see.
Pet?
I know Michael at Pete's Fine Meats, so yeah, I'll take that 100-pound emotional support pig because that emotional support pig is going to turn into something delicious. Now, the emotional support man probably doesn't like
that. I don't
like
think he wants to eat it.
Why would you go to prison for having an emotional support?
Because he won't get rid of it.
But you go to prison? You
don't
get fired?
I don't think you can have pigs in your house in New York.
Is this in Myanmar again?
No.
Is that lady walkie-talkie?
This is New York. This is in New York.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
Not the smartest criminal in Maryland. A would-be burglar had to be rescued by firefighters after he got himself stuck in a chimney during an attempt in a home robbery. Do you think this guy was too fat to go down the chimney?
Let's look up there. Does he have a beard? Does he have a sack of toys?
Well,
he got stuck
while he was
there.
While he was leaving,
because
he had
my
whole...
daughter made him snickerdoodles. And that's why he got stuck, because he had a whole plate of snickerdoodles and some kind of chocolate cookie.
They had
was
to
actually
cut
pretty tasty.
A hole in the. What if. How about this family? They had to cut a hole in the wall
to
get this burglar
get a thief out.
Out.
Like, This is going to cost. This? You know homeowners insurance ain't going to cover this.
For a burglar stuck in a...
Could you come out? And here's the adjuster. Because you know the adjuster's going to be like, yeah, we're not covering that.
No, no. I mean, maybe you should.
It's an act of God. No, it's not. It's a thief named Roscoe. We are not covering you cutting out Roscoe from your thing. We're not covering it. Why do I have insurance then?
Insurance companies suck. Except TGS.
Except TGS. No,
they're the best.
They would cover it.
They would cover it.
Their companies would cover it.
I don't know. I wouldn't claim that. TGS is like, hey, Lance.
I'm telling you, they're like, hey, listen. Cutting people out of... There's not a lot of places covering thieves out of...
policy.
Cutting thieves out of chimneys.
All right, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. Have a great day.
What we're doing here ain't just scary. It's about to be legendary.
Bye, bitch.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.